So if I am to describe Thunder Valley in one word, it's liberation. Our vision as an organization is liberation for the Lakota people through language, lifeways, and spirituality. We really see those three things as our foundation and the vehicles that we use in this liberation journey. Our organization started from a spiritual place, deeply rooted in our Lakota spirituality, and that is something that is a value, that is a tenet that remains constant in our organization to this day. And I think that's really important because it distinguishes a lot of our work. You have a lot of organizations, even Indian organizations that operate in Indian country, that just try to perform the services. It's almost like culture, spirituality, language are add-ons. They're electives in school. That kind of approach. But we're really trying to center ourselves on who we are as Lakota people, our identity, because we know inherently that that is the way we will heal ourselves as a nation. That is the way we will continue to resist and persist in this nation, in this world. And so, liberation, it's something we are actively working for. And to do that, we have to fight every day against colonialism. That is what started all of the issues that we see today in many of the indigenous communities across the world. And so a lot of the work of liberation is about finding that freedom from those chains of colonizations, the vestiges of colonizations that still remain in our communities, and really redefining who we are. So the work that we're doing at Thunder Valley is a whole community approach in creating these different pathways to liberation and healing. And we understand that the first step of someone's liberation or freedom is healing. That starts with the self. Self-sovereignty, self-liberation is the very first step of a nation being liberated.